The Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Pei Beis Amebeis, and the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, goes into the Takanas Moshe, Takanas Ezra. The Moshe basically established that every Shabbos morning and Monday and Thursday we read Torah in Shul from a Sefer Torah. And because the Gemara says we don't want to go 3 days without Torah learning, so Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Ezra as well instituted to read it at Mincha. It's a discussion exactly how much, what did Ezra add to the Takana of Moshe. So either way, whether it's Takanas Moshe, Takanas Ezra, I never agreed to Takanas Moshe. The fact that Moshe did it doesn't make it a din d'oraisa. Here he's making a Takana, so whether it's Takanas Ezra, Takanas Moshe, we are familiar with our custom of reading Monday, Thursday, and Mincha Shabbos 3 aliyahs, and on Shabbos 7 aliyahs. So the question comes up, what happens if you only have a Sefer Torah pasuk? We'll get into another time. What happens if in the middle of reading you find a mistake? But what happens if the only Torah you have, let's say you're out of town, you're in a hotel, and the only Sefer Torah available is a Sefer Torah pasuk, it's unfit Sefer Torah. Is one permitted to read from this Sefer Torah with the brachas? So there's a famous tshuva from the Rambam in the Per Hadar, Simen Tes, and I think he says that was the established custom in Egypt, and that he says it is permitted for one to read from a pasul Sefer Torah and make the brachas. You make the brachas, you read from the Sefer Torah, make the brachas. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rashba and others totally disagree with the Rambam, and in fact the Rambam himself in Mishneh Torah in Hilchot Sefer Torah Perek Yud Halacha Aleph chapter 10 Halacha Aleph, he seems to contradict these. He seems to say differently that we are not permitted to read from our Sefer Torah Pasul. So as they say in yeshivas, it's a machlokas rishonim. It is a machlokas rishonim. But here it's a machlokas Rambam versus the Rambam. The Rambam in the Per Hadar and the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. So some want to point out, as well as the Rashba, that there's no contradiction. He changed his mind. Originally, that's the way the Rambam thought when he wrote it was permitted. And later on, in Mishneh Torah, that is the opinion he really believes in. That's the one he concluded with, and that's what the Rashba believes. So that's, some want to point out he changed his mind, and one was an earlier opinion, one was a later opinion. Others suggest of in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchot Sefer Torah, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, that they say, no, the Rambam didn't change his mind. So what does the Kesef Mishnah say? There's a big difference. He says, when does the Rambam say it's mutter? When this is the only Sefer Torah in town. You're in a hotel, you're in a place, you only have, it's either you're going to read from a pasul Sefer Torah, or you're not going to read the Torah at all. Then the Rambam, that's what the Rambam and Pierre Hadar is talking about. But the Rambam and Mishneh Torah is talking about when you have other Sifrei Torah available. I mean, it's not the same, but that's what, as we know, we have a general rule that you make brachas over lasiyasam. We make the bracha first, and then you go, and then you eat afterwards, or you do the mitzvah. However, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, obviously an exception to the rule is tefillas ger. Obviously a ger isn't Jewish before they convert, so therefore they have to make the bracha after. So it's the yefshar. So the way the Kesef Mishnah seems to be learning is, when there's no other option, so then that seems to be the Meikar Adin, like the Rambam and Pierre Hadar, that one is permitted to read even with brachas, if they only say for Torah. But in the usual scenario, you're in Shul, you have You have another kosher Sefer Torah right next door, right, literally, right in the Aron. So therefore he says, when we'll read from, that's the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. And the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, he wants to give a different distinction. He says, when does the Rambam say in Mishneh Torah that it, you can't read, that you need a, that a pasul Sefer Torah is no good? That's when he's talking about, there's two different mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah we were talking about, Kriyas HaTorah, that's a mitzvah midrabanan, Takanas Ezra, Takanas Moshe. But there's another mitzvah in the Torah, perhaps the 613th mitzvah of Ksiv HaSefer Torah, according to some. So there's a biblical mitzvah to write, everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah. How do we fulfill that mitzvah today? That's a discussion in its own right. So nevertheless, the Beis Yosef wants to make that distinction. He says, the Mishnah's, the Rambam of Mishneh Torah, he's talking about the mitzvah of Ksiv HaSefer Torah. And that's why he says, when it comes to the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, it has to be kosher, or else you're not writing a Sefer Torah. However, perhaps maybe because there was only Drabanan, or whatever the reason may be, however, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, he says that even a Sefer Torah pasul is considered valid. And that's what the Kesa, that's what the Beis Yosef writes, and as well as other Rishonim trying to explain the Rambam. I think they say it's the Ran. But either way, to summarize, so we have the Rambam and Pierre Hadar says a pasul Sefer Torah is good. The Rambam Mishneh Torah says it's no good. The Rashba says there's no contradiction. He changed his mind. Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam versus the Rambam. The Rambam earlier said the Pierre Hadar, you could lean from a kosher, from a pasul Sefer Torah, and he changed his mind. The Kesef Mishnah says no. Meikarad din it's mutter. You could read if it's a shas at chak. If the only Torah you have is a pasul Sefer Torah, you're right. You read from that Sefer Torah, and according to and if you have other ones you don't, and according to the Beis Yosef, then no, the Ksiva Sefer Torah, you need a kosher Sefer Torah, but for Kriyas HaTorah, you don't. So those are different sheets is how to reconcile the Rambam. So the question is, do we paskin like the Rambam? And if we do, which Rambam? The Halacha L'maisa, can we read from a pasul Sefer Torah? That's what we'll have to continue on. Whether we pass on like this Rambam, or maybe or do we accept it partially in terms of, we'll see if one finds a mistake while we're reading. So we'll have to continue on this next week.